You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Plenty of excitement building right here in this facility. We know that, Browns Nation. With all that the Cleveland Browns have done this offseason, you got to start thinking about seeing them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the top prices available. You could do that by getting your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Need to do it by visiting clevelandbrowns.com, or you could call them at 440-824-3434. Do that today. Great to have you along here as we motor our way on this edition of Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regei in for Vic Carucci this week. Nathan Zagura is here. And a little bit earlier today, you know, we've had a lot of conversation with regard this week, first couple of days, about Johnny Manziel and his approach and where he is as he gets set for his first NFL training camp in a little over a couple of weeks. And Nathan, earlier today here on ESPN Cleveland on Mike and Mike this morning, Mike Golic and Jonathan Coachman got into a conversation about Johnny Manziel and what has taken place off the field as well as during OTAs and minicamp. But let's give a listen to Golic and Coachman on Johnny Manziel as he gets ready for his first experience in the NFL with the Browns.
We were discussing a short while ago the fact that Johnny Manziel has been front page news. And I think a lot like Tim Tebow, there are people that are sick and tired of Manziel already.
Yeah.
And then there are other people like that just can't get enough of what this kid is doing because he has this swagger about him that you just want to know what he's doing.
Right.
But the bottom line is he's a rookie quarterback that's never played a down, that just got drafted, yes, in the first round, but is not even the starting quarterback on his team right now.
Mm-hmm.
So my issue with Manziel is not the fact that he is partying, because the Lord knows I love to party,
yep,
and it did. It's the fact that he's less than a month away from training camp, the biggest job of his career. He's a football player, and you know how hard it is not only to make it to the league, but to stay in the league. And why are you flying every weekend to Beverly Hills, Vegas, Texas, instead of staying in the city that you want to embrace you for the next 10 or 15 years, hopefully, but instead you can't wait to get out of town the month of training
camp? Well, first thing I'll say is most guys aren't in town this month. Even rookies, they're home. Most rookies are home before camp. You finish your OTAs about the third week in June, and then everybody's out of there. Unless you are a veteran who lives in that city and that's where you make your home, Manziel's not staying there. So I'm not saying he should stay there. No other rookies are staying in the – I shouldn't say none. But for the most part, after OTAs, everybody goes home for a month. So now wherever – you know, if it's back at home in Texas that or wherever he has a place, that's where he lives. So first and foremost, I don't expect him to stay in Cleveland for that month. And I expect him to go home like everybody else probably goes home. Now, to the studying part. Here, do I think he should do less? Yes. To me, more the perception thing. I get a little perturbed with people, whether it's a rookie or another or a vet, who on their time off does something that's out public and it's, well, you should be home studying. Why aren't you watching film? You know, I remember I'm in Philadelphia and we have a particularly tough loss on a Sunday. On a Thursday, I'm out shopping at the grocery store with my wife. Fans can be tough. And I see someone, oh, tough game. You know, why aren't you studying? You know, why aren't you getting ready for the next game? Why aren't you? I'm like, are you serious? You know, football is my job. I put my time in. And did I put extra time in? Yes, I put extra time in. But don't sit there and accuse me of not working. As soon as that loss is over, I'm getting ready for the next game. Coach, I hear that too much from people. This should be 24/7. You guys lost. How could you not be studying all the time? That I don't buy.
Keep up.
So there's Mike Golic, and somewhat telling everybody to just take a step back and relax, and let's not condemn Johnny Manziel and run him through the ringer just yet, Nathan, until, again, we see. But, you know, it's somewhat the same message that we've been given.
Totally.
This is all going to really, it's going to come to fruition, and it's going to give us a, we're going to quit talking about this, and we will talk about how he performs and whether or not he comes out of the chute and starts to get a grasp and has a real good feel for what he's going to do as far as facing NFL defenses, or whether or not it's going to take some time. And we're going to start finding that out, and not until July 26th.
Correct. The bottom line is it's going to all come down to what he does on the field in training camp starting in 17 days here for the Cleveland Browns, July the 26th. That's when it matters. That's when we'll know if any of this mattered at all in the offseason. But again, people need stuff to talk about. It's a different information age. You're talking constantly. Photos are out there, et cetera, and that's what people are talking about. I like where Mykola came from there in regards to Johnny Manziel. And, yes, it is a job, and if you can get your job done and you feel that you've studied and you feel like you're in a good place and you have good command, you can go out and enjoy yourself. And the key will be for Johnny Manziel to prove when he comes back that he could in fact have done the work and did in fact do the work, and it'll show on the field. We've got a caller on the line. Lynn wants to talk about Mr. Manziel. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi guys. I have a concern, I guess, with Manziel. His parents, I remember reading a while back when it was during the draft time that his parents were concerned about his drinking. And, you know, I understand social media. He seems to be, wherever the cameras are, he is, and they're following him and all this and that. My question, you know what would be great is if LeBron signed for not just for basketball purposes, but I really think that he could be a mentor to Manziel about how to be a professional athlete and how to take care of business. I think LeBron does a real good job with that now that he's grown up since he left here. But I am concerned about his party, and I am concerned that one day he's going to get caught doing something he shouldn't have done. And from there, you know, it just bothers me because he has a lot of talent, and I was happy when we drafted him, but, you know, I didn't want the carnival to come with him, and of course, you know, that does come. But I understand he's young, but he has got to take in some of his private time to do and not look for the, you know, everybody following him when he had the champagne and the swan and, you know, the money rolling thing and all that. I'd like to know your thoughts about him and his affairs that don't have anything to do with the Browns.
Yeah, thanks for the thoughts, Lynn. You know, absolutely. Nathan, and one area I don't think we did get into, and because again, we've got to see all of this. We've got to see all of this on the football field first. We've got to really get an idea and a sense if this young man's capabilities, which were enormous in college football, are going to translate. Here's a thing, though, that Lynn brought up with regard to his family, Nathan, I do think is worthy of discussion, and that is, let's say Johnny does achieve a strong modicum of success. Let's say he really takes off and becomes the type of quarterback that we all want him to be and many expect him to be, and he's the guy here and gets this football organization winning again. How much is then the off the field and his want to enjoy himself, as he said, is that going to escalate too? And don't you think that's a fair question?
I don't know if it can escalate, you know, really any more from where it is
right
now,
so.
Reg. I certainly it seems like it can't, or you'd like to think that it couldn't, but I don't think so. I think that Johnny is Johnny. I think as you get older, you realize that, you know, other things are important in your life more so than just partying. And I think that'll be part of his maturation as a player and just as an adult as he goes through his life. So I don't think that's an issue for me. I think the bigger concern that I have is that, and this is, you know, John, obviously I've expressed my disappointment with Johnny for being in some of the situations he's been photographed in, but he needs to do a better job surrounding himself with the right people. And what I mean by that are friends who will be protecting him, whether it be friends, bodyguards, somebody who is protecting him, so that when Johnny goes into a bathroom, Johnny is kind of on his own. When Johnny is at a party, there are not just people who are not interested in Johnny's well-being around taking pictures and videos of him. I happen to know some of the most not, I'm not saying this personally, some of the more famous people in the world that I know friends of or that I have gotten the opportunity to be fortunate to know engage in wild stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. But they have support groups around them and friends around them who make sure that none of that gets anywhere. And right now, that's where I think there's a big failure around Johnny Manziel in terms of keeping what he does somewhat secret. I read a great article by Michael Shoddy on the Bleacher Report about Johnny. And just think about this. If these pictures didn't come out, and maybe the only picture that came out was the one of him and the Playboy model, or how it would be in the old days where you heard Johnny went to Vegas and was partying with Playboy models. You'd say, this guy, this is the guy. Of course he is. That's Johnny Football. And there's no harm associated with that. But when it gets to the point that it is now, it does seem harmful. It does seem detrimental. And we'll find out again, like I said, if it has been to his development. But it's just a different era. And like I said, he needs to do a significantly better job of surrounding himself, I think, or putting the right people around him that are looking out for his interests and his interests only, not that are interested in just having a good time.
Yeah, it kind of correlates to, you know, the Josh Gordon situation, too. We speak of making decisions and choices about not only what you're doing, but about whom you're doing it with and how all of that plays into your lifestyle and how you want that projected, right? So, yeah, maybe that's part of the maturation process, too, Nathan, and it all goes hand in hand. And I will, if Johnny does achieve the type of success so that everybody wants, I do think it's going to be something that'll be interesting to watch.
Yes, it will be. All right, we'll be back with our final thoughts on a crazy LeBron James day here in Cleveland and really the sports world. You can't go on Twitter, and I follow pretty much NFL people. You can't go a second without seeing a tweet about LeBron James. Again, the latest, his meeting with Pat Riley, and only Pat Riley, takes place in Vegas today around 3 p.m. Pacific. That's 6 p.m. Eastern for us here in Cleveland. And some people think a decision could come as early as this evening on his website, LeBronJames.com. So something to keep an eye on there. All right, we'll be back with your final thoughts right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.